Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins, I'm a landscape designer, garden author. I love to help people with their gardens, and I can help you too. So good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
I am doing good. I'm really enjoying this cooler weather, but yesterday it did get a little bit hot, but overall,
we can feel the change.
Oh yeah, 100% is fall.
It is fall. We celebrated the autumn equinox last Monday, and yes, it's going to get a little cooler, and we're going to even see it this week. Temperatures are not going to get high. I'll talk about that in a minute. But north and central Florida, we're seeing the maples and the sycamores and the cypress trees changing. Are they changing in your area?
It's funny. We have sycamore trees on our property. So therefore, yeah, it's lots of leaves on the ground.
Lots of leaves on the ground. Even the crepe myrtles are turning colors. They're starting to lose their leaves. So for the next 10 days, approximately, we can't predict the future. But what they're saying with the weather patterns is that North Florida, you are only going to get to the mid-high 80s each day, with a few days in the high 70s and lows in the 60s. No rain is expected, though, for you up north. That hurricane, is going to be pulling that water off of North Florida. And so it's going to be Central Florida highs in the 80s, maybe one day below 80. And so that will be really nice. 30 to 60% chance of rain every day. And the forecast for that Umberto, not going to be a big deal for South Florida or the eastern United States East Coast. North Carolina, you may want to look out. You may be getting a little bit of rain and a little bit of wind from Humberto. Is that how you say it, Humberto?
Sounds good.
And Tampa, mid to high 80s. Chance of rain this weekend, you're going to be dry midweek, and then slight chance of rain next weekend. South Florida, you're doing great. Highs in the 80s, few days of 90-degree temperatures, but 50 to 70% chance of rain every day. So that rain is going to really help the Everglades, because they had a very severe drought this year. And the Everglades is going to refill, and our aquifer is going to refill, so all is good in the world.
Good. I love that.
Yeah. And I'm going to just talk a little bit about October. We're still in September for a few more days. But what's in season right now? This is what you can buy fresh or grow. You can harvest it right now. Avocados, guavas, and then also oranges, and your tangerines are going to start to ripen. Grapefruit is starting to ripen. Bell peppers, carambola. Starfruit is just wonderful. Your cucumbers, that's what you can buy or grow fresh right now. And then the sweet corn you should be harvesting. Squash, tomatoes, peppers, and even peanuts. If you grow peanuts, then they're going to be harvesting right now. So it's been a great week. We got rain last night. Did you get rain last night?
I don't know.
My driveway was wet, so that's how I know.
Ours was not.
Our irrigation, we don't have it on right now.
Right.
And so that's good. We are going to have a great show today. If you want to write the number down, put it in your phone so you can call when you have questions, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us 23680. And we want to say good morning to Howie. Howie Peterson in Lakeland, Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland. They are up and about already this morning. So we want to say now I'm drinking my tea. Lizzie, what are you drinking this morning?
Oh, I'm down to 4 shots of espresso this morning instead of 6.
That's it? That's all you're getting? I'm just excited about fall gardening. This is the time of the year where we could actually do some really cool gardening projects. You could, start raising your own vegetables, putting them in raised beds in your yard. Our daughter, Genevieve, she is working in growing in a community garden. Oh. So she's been planting in that this week. So that's a lot of fun.
Yes, it's nice. The weather's nice. You're not dying of heat. And so.
Yeah, the humidity gets a little bit lower. But you can just feel it in the air, the breezes and stuff, walking and things. like that. So I really enjoy it. What can you be growing right now? For vegetables, beets and broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbages, you could be planting these right now, carrots, cauliflower, celery, seeds, collards, kohlrabi, lettuce and mustard, onions and peas, potatoes and radicchio, radishes and rhubarb, roquette and rutabagas. I love rutabagas. Spinach and strawberries, Swiss chard and turnips. And I'll be having what you can do in your garden throughout the program. And we'll talk a little bit about those. Of course, this is a time of herbs, or for herbs, anise and basil, bay laurel and borage, cardamom. Cardamom's a really nice ornamental flower that you can put in your garden for an edible landscape, and it looks really good. Chervil and chives, coriander and dill, fennel and garlic, lavender and lemon balm. Saw a lot of lavender this last trip. Lemon balm and lovage, mint and nasturtiums, oregano, rosemary, sage, sweet marjoram, tarragon, thyme, and watercress. So those are the herbs you can be growing. The bulbs, this is important because African lilies, agapanthus, amaryllis, you can order your amaryllis right now for, you know, giving away as Christmas gifts. And it's time for fall gardening chores. Dana Venrick, owner of Quality Green Specialist Nursery, will join us in the first hour about what we need to know about fertilizing. In the second hour, we have the amazing Katie Dubow, Garden Media Group. She is going to be telling us the trends for 2026. Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. It is time for fall gardening. October 1st, we're going to have the ban on fertilizing, which is lifted, and that's one of the most important chores you can do in the fall, and that prepares your lawn, your landscape for the winter season. Joining me right now is the incredible Dana Venrick, the most knowledgeable person I know about gardening and fertilizing and soil amendments. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Teresa. I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. Have you felt the change in the air a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. When I go out in the morning, you know, I'm not sweating a storm up, so it must be a nice change, a little bit anyway.
It is, and I hope it gets here soon. So, fall in the landscape. What should homeowners be doing right now in preparing their landscapes for winter?
Well, now is the time to jump on it because you're allowed to fertilize with nitrogen-containing fertilizer between October and May. And so the earlier the better. Here in October, you should put your fertilizer out. But you need to be very cognizant of the state requirements for fertilizer use, particularly nitrogen and phosphorus.
Okay, and so what should they know about nitrogen and phosphorus?
Well, nitrogen-containing fertilizer is only allowed in the months I just mentioned. Phosphorus is not allowed at any time unless you have a soil test to verify that you need it. And then the state guidelines, Florida Administrative Code is where it's at online, like fertilizer label requirements for urban turf, sports turf, or lawns. There's requirements actually for five different lawn grasses, starting from a little bit more that's allowed, like for Bermuda grass, going all the way down from there to in descending order, Zoysia, San Augustine, Bahia, and Centipede. But they prescribe that you can put only so many pounds, like, for example, San Augustine in Central Florida, 2 to 5 pounds of nitrogen per acre per year, per thousand square feet per year. And so it's broken down also by North, Central, and South Florida. So you really should go online and look that up. It's easy to find state of Florida fertilizer requirements. And By the way, North Florida is considered north of Ocala. Central Florida is considered south of Ocala, to a line between Vero Beach and Tampa. And South Florida, anything south of that.
Right. And so it's important, you know, when you say you can only put down between 2 and 5 pounds of fertilizer, that's
and
not...
no actual nitrogen.
No, I'm sorry, nitrogen. Nitrogen, but it's not each time. So people
no,
need...
time,
it's
no,
got to be spread out over the year.
So you could divide that by, if you have 3 applications, then you only can put, you know, a third of that up to 5 pounds, but no more than 5 pounds per year.
And so every lawn is different. Soils are different. What about soil testing? When should that be done?
Well, soil testing could be done pretty much any time of year, but particularly now before you put the fertilizer down. And the summer rains have depleted a lot of your soluble nutrients. And so you get a good reading if you do it in the fall, like at the end of September or in September. So to get ready for the right fertilizer in October. And, mm-hmm. and if you have a soil test, then you know accurately, you know, what you need to put, not just fertilizer, but you may need to put extra potassium. Every time I test soil, I'm almost sure you'll be low in potassium, and a lot of times magnesium. As far as the trace minerals, I can almost assure you that boron will be low or deficient, as well as manganese, and sometimes copper and zinc. Iron is almost always high. You don't need iron too much, just a little bit normally, but there's exceptions.
Right.
And you don't need phosphorus. That's always high, with some exceptions. So if you know what to put to remediate the soil, to grow the great turf, then you're ahead of the game if you do it earlier.
Okay, so what is the downside?
Before October.
So Dana, excuse me for interrupting. What is the downside of using too much nitrogen on your lawn?
Well, the downside is, you know, the plant can't utilize all of it. The microbes that convert it to available nitrate form can't use all of it. The extra nitrate is highly soluble, goes straight down to the groundwater and contaminates our watersheds and the aquifers. And that is not good.
Yeah, and also, doesn't it cause the grass to be more susceptible to insects?
Well, absolutely. If you get excessive nitrates in the plant, it sets them up. It's like a beacon, a homing beacon, you know, come, you know, attack me. I'm ready for, you know, chewing or for attack, you know, for
jumping
your
on. The buffet is
the plant.
The buffet is open.
The buffet, yes.
Okay, so.
Or on the other hand, if you don't have enough, that's also a beacon for attracting insects.
Yeah,
and disease.
That is so true. And so they can come to you. So you're in DeLand, 33 East Michigan Street?
That's correct.
Okay.
And also, our website is qualitygreenspecialist.com. I just updated the website, so...
Oh, excellent. All right.
The hours and some of the other...
And points, they can come to you and get a soil test.
Yes, indeed. I want to tell you, we do a very comprehensive soil test. We have a very accurate soil report that doesn't make too much sense by itself because it's complicated, but then I go through it line by line from the raw data. If you just look at it, just the raw data, your eyes will glaze over. Well, we don't want that. But I give a summary of soil conditions. I will give recommendations for all types of the fertilizer materials you need. I quote, you know, the exact state guidelines for fertilizer applications. I give additional minerals that you might need. I list those in the amounts and the ratios of minerals. I give that. I tell you the trace minerals or micronutrients you need. And then I give you a custom fertilizer blend, exactly what combination of minerals per 1,000 square feet of soil surface that you need to put. And I'll give you the amount to put for each of like three or two or three applications. So there's no guesswork. It's all right there.
And it's all targeted to their specific lawn and their soil. That's
their
best thing.
Lawn. It's worth a lot because you're going to save a lot in the long run. You'll have the most beautiful lawn or yard.
It's getting exactly what it needs.
Follow those recommendations.
Exactly. So now, how should fertilizer be applied?
Well, it should be applied uniformly at the low rate specified by the state statute. Use a broadcast spreader so you spread it uniformly. Stay away from the trunk. I see it too many times. Don't put your fertilizer close to the trunk.
Of the tree?
The roots are on out.
Right.
And go twice as wide as the width of the canopy or the top of the tree. Uniformly spread, and then you will have a lot better results. Don't just put one, line around the drip line. That's great, but you need to spread it out because the roots go way out.
Right, exactly. So, Dana, what kind of plants do you have going on? Do you have a good assortment for fall?
We have gradually improved nursery until we have a great selection of all types of plants, fruit trees, flowers, herbs, and vegetables. We have a great selection of peppers and tomatoes, for example, right now. And we've got a great selection of 7 varieties of olives. We've got persimmons. We've got guavas of 3 types. We've got all types of fruit trees, figs. Bananas, we got some very pretty bananas right now, and so you will really be amazed when you come out and look around. Those are just a few. We have over 50 varieties of fruit trees suitable for Central Florida, plus blueberries. We have a nice selection of blueberries.
Oh, citrus. That's great.
Great selection of citrus, for example.
Oh, wonderful.
And we have the nutrition to keep them healthy.
Excellent. So, and you also have mulch, you have herbs, you have annuals. And all kinds of vegetables?
Yes, indeed. We've got a great selection of vegetables for the fall and herbs. We've got some nice herbs for you to plant, you know, in the cooler weather coming up. We should have some cooler weather soon. October, we'll have even more tender cold requirement vegetables like lettuce and kale and broccoli.
Oh, excellent. So, Dana, tell us where Quality Green Specialist Nursery is located in DeLand, and your website again.
335 West Michigan Avenue, just northwest of downtown, within walking distance.
That's right.
And qualitygreenspecialist.com is a website.
335 West Michigan,
West, yes.
DeLand. All right, Dana, thank you so much. I so appreciate you. And I'm going to
thank you. We appreciate your show. It's great.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm going to stop in and see you soon. So I will be there. Now, if you're there every day, you're open Sunday?
We're open every day, 9 to 4, rain or shine.
Excellent. All right, Dana, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. He just knows so much. And that website was 335 West Michigan Street in DeLand. And the nursery is just a lot of... It's just wonderful to go there. It's so amazing to see his fruit trees.
I just love that he is just willing to just share his knowledge, because if you had to pay for that amount of knowledge,
yes,
holy
no,
cheese and crackers.
Exactly. And the labs, it's much easier. I do recommend sending your soil samples to the University of Florida, but you can get it done right in DeLand too as well. And Dana used to be part of Extension up for the University of Florida, so he knows his stuff. And just getting that soil report makes it so much easier to understand how to fertilize your lawn and your landscape plants and your vegetables. But it's also, you're going to save money because you're not going to have to put down everything you think you need to put down for fertilizer. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We want to give a big thank you to Dana Venrick, Quality Green Specialist Nursery. He is one of our sponsors, and he is a really great resource for Central Florida. If you would like to go to a Quality Green Specialist Nursery to get your soil tested, 335 West Michigan Street, right downtown. Just lovely to go walk around. He's got beautiful orchid trails and lots of great plants to look at. His trees are just wonderful.
Oh,
just
definitely.
Great, good quality. Florida grade one, good quality. And so I started talking about the bulbs that we can plant. And I just want you to know, so let me just go over those again. African lilies, agapanthus, amaryllis, anemones, bulbines, callas, and crinums, daylilies and gingers, gladiolus, pineapple lilies, rain lilies, society garlic, spider lilies, and walking irises, and watsonias. This is the time, this next month, go ahead and get your springtime blooming bulbs that you need to refrigerate, like your crocuses, your daffodils, hyacinths, and narcissus, and tulips, to put in the refrigerator for 12 weeks. And so this is the time of the year to do that if you want to have them for spring.
Now, I got a question. Mm-hmm. Can you break that down real quick for me? Because, like, I heard this last year, and then I was going to do it, and then bright, shiny moment, squirrel, and I didn't know what to actually do. So I go to the store, and I buy a bulb.
Right. Okay. Or you could order them online.
Okay. And then what do I actually physically do next?
So I usually keep them in a paper bag so that they just, especially if they're in a netting. Mm-hmm. You know, so it depends on what they're sent to you in, but you can just put them lock, stock, and barrel in the refrigerator, in the bottom of your vegetable drawer. Don't put them in apples or with fruit like pears and apples.
Okay,
because that the gases will stop the bulbs from blooming. So you want to put them in a separate one, separate drawer, and just leave them there for 12 weeks. That's it.
Okay. So, and then, like, what's your guesstimation? So 12 weeks would be December, January?
Yeah.
And then what do we do with them?
Okay. So then you take them out and you plant them in your yard. You can plant them in the containers that you have. And they will, you know, you can plant them in pots so that you can just see them coming up. And once they start coming up, which is when I like to do it, I like to put them in a separate container so that I know exactly that that's a bulb coming up. And then I put them, plant them in the yard.
Okay. Now, while they're in the fridge, do they need to stay damp, moist, or anything?
Just put them in the fridge, just as they are.
Okay.
There's enough moisture in there that they need, so you don't want to add any more to it.
Okay. And then when we put them in the pot, mm-hmm. how much water do they need?
Just like your regular watering, once a week watering would be fine.
Need to be damp, not damp.
Yeah, just kind of a little damp.
Okay.
But it can, you know, you don't want to keep it too soggy. So once to twice a week, depending on the temperatures. This is what's important about Florida, is that we could be 95 degrees in November.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's happened. And 90 degrees in November. So that, especially if they're in pots, they're going to dry out a little quicker. So I would check them every day. And again, my wonderful tool is that finger at the bottom of your hand, and you just stick your finger in the pot with the soil up to about your second knuckle. If the soil's cool, damp, or moist, you don't need to water it. But if it's dry and warm, or just, you know, just dry, it feels very, I would say, fine, and it's not sticking together, it's not clumping together, then you need to water it.
Direct sunlight on a porch with semi-sunlight?
Yeah, it depends on the plant. Okay, so, you know, full sun is just, yeah, I would not put it in a, if it needs full sun, don't put it on the patio. Okay. It needs full sun, where it needs at least 6 to 8 hours of sunlight a day.
Okay, and this is while it's still in the process before we move it outside. Like you said, put it into a pot.
Right. That's outside.
Okay.
So I would put it in a pot where you can just see it start to come up. And once it starts to come up, you can plant it in your garden.
Okay. Now, while we're waiting for it to come up,
I would still full sun. Yeah. Full sun. Yeah.
Good.
Yep. Doesn't need to be moved. It doesn't need to be adjusted into, you know, you don't have to do it in increments. Just go ahead and put it in sun. And it will grow. It will come up.
I'm excited. Yes. Yeah, so go ahead and get your orders in now for your bulbs, and then put them in your fridge.
Yep.
And then
we'll talk about it in November.
Yeah.
We'll talk about, okay, they should be, you know, coming in, depending on when you have them. And we'll talk about it again.
Okay, sounds good.
1-888-455-2967. If you have a question, there are no wrong questions, no bad questions, no dumb questions. We would love to talk to you. You can even call and talk about what you're growing in your garden. I like to say hi to Mike and Lori. They always pop up in my head when I'm doing the show. And so what should you be doing in your garden right now? Well, look at your citrus trees. They should have some fruit on them now that should be ripening for you to pick over the next 3 months. Citrus is, you start to harvest it in October, November, December, and you can give a final feeding in early October. So coming up in the next few weeks, you can go ahead and fertilize your citrus trees. Now, citrus fruit drop and splitting, fruit splitting is kind of normal. It could happen into the fall, and it could be because of the excessive moisture. You want to make sure that you water only once or twice a week. Excessive water is not good for citrus trees. So, and sometimes we can't help it because of the rainfall. We can't control that. But fruit splitting is normal this time of the year. You also want to go ahead and, if you're starting a vegetable garden this fall, go ahead and make sure you have good soil amendments. You can get those at Quality Green Specialist. You want to add a lot of organic material, your compost, manure, black cow, mix it up, and that'll get you off to a good start. Pineapples, if you're growing pineapples, you should see any of the pineapples that have already fruited or are bearing fruit. You'll see the extra pups coming up because they grow exponentially, so they're going to start sending off shoots, and you can just cut those off and start a new pineapple with them. Also, too, papaya seedlings. If you're eating a papaya and it's one variety that you like, go ahead and save the seeds, dry them off. You know, you want to just put them in between a paper towel, wash them off, dry them on the paper towel, and you can start to plant them.
Nice.
Yeah, and you can get papayas. Also, you can start adding strawberry plants, looking for ones you can grow seeds, or you can do transplants. And then also, too, you want to make sure you're going walking out in your garden on a weekly basis, daily basis sometimes, if you've got a lot of good fruit and vegetables out there, just to check them for insects. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
And my top five this week is my top five fall vegetables. Number five is turnips. The University of Florida recommendations for Florida turnips are purple top, white globe, seven top, and also shogun. And turnips are really great. Seven top is a 17th century variety. Used primarily for its greens. Turnip greens are delicious. You can get them at Victory Seeds, Gertie's, and Eden Brothers. Number four, arugula. Recommended variety, Speedy Astro. It is heat tolerant and the flowers are edible. It's a great choice for brightening up your salad. You can get it at Johnny's Seed, a selected seed, and Fedco. Number three, carrots. Imperator, Nantes, and Chantenay. And then also Danvers. And the Danvers variety is from Danvers, Massachusetts, from the 1870s. Great bed. True Leaf Market, Park Seed, Walmart, and Botanical Interest. Number two, Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts. Jade Cross, and then also Long Island Improved. You can get those at Rare Seeds, Hudson Valley Seed, Gurney, Harris Seed, Amazon, Etsy, and Park Seed. And my top five, number one, onions. Ta-da! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Lizzie. I eat them. You can grow bulbs, bunching, scallions, yellow, vidalia, and shallots. Bulbing onions need to be planted in the fall and only use short day varieties for us here in Florida. Scallions can be grown fall through spring. I eat all the greens on scallions, too. Do you eat all the greens?
Mm-hmm.
I
yes.
love them. And then I take the bottoms and I replant them out there in the garden. Gurney's Burpee and True Leaf Market. Those are my top five fall vegetables.
I love me some onions.
I love onions, too.
I can eat onions on pretty much everything, maybe not dessert. But then, you know.
On cheese and crackers.
Yes. Love me some onions.
1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Mike from Venice, he said that he is desperate for rain. They haven't had rain in a long time. But he is feeling the cooler temperatures, too. He can't wait for it to get even cooler. So that is wonderful. I do so agree with that. And I am just looking forward to the cooler temperatures. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Landscape chores this month is that you want to, if you've had anything die over the year, don't be embarrassed about it. Those shrubs that have dieback and are all kinds of twigs, and the whole shrub just has a little bit of leaves at the top, and just everything else is all brown, and there's no leaves coming from. Those are great plants to replace and put new ones in, but you take the these ones that are all bare and skeleton-like, and you can use them in your Halloween garden.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Just put them out behind the shed and just wait for the year for October to come, and then you can put them out in your front yard to create a Halloween landscape. And so major pruning time. This is, you do not need to be pruning right now. Your azaleas, bougainvillea, camellias, gardenias, and poinsettias, it's all over. You do not need to prune anymore. If you do, you're going to be cutting off the bulbs or the blooms. And camellias, if you'll look at your camellias, they are chock full of buds right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be beautiful in the wintertime. So don't be cutting back azaleas, bougainvillea, camellias, gardenias, and poinsettias. The time is over. This is also the time of the year to go ahead and shield your poinsettias and holiday cacti from nighttime light. Okay, you want to start putting a box over it if you need to, shutting off your night lights. You want your poinsettias and holiday cactus not to get any light at night for at least 12 hours. You just want to have short day times.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Okay, so if you want them to start blooming, that's what you need to do. Shrubs and ground covers and perennials need that fall feeding. You can start feeding it this month. And then palm trees. Palm trees need a final feeding before the end of the year. And why we fertilize now is that gives the time for the plant. You put the fertilizer down, and hopefully it's slow release, and it's going to release slowly over about a 3-month period, depending on what type of fertilizer you use. You can also get ones for 6-month fertilization. And it gives the time for the plants to absorb it and be healthy before a stressful period. And that's fall, because our stressful period's in the wintertime. And why is it stressful? Because some days, some weeks, it's 80 degrees one day, and 20 degrees, 25 degrees the next day. And plants can't handle that stress unless they have the nutrients to withstand that. So you give fertilizing now to your plants and your landscape. It will absorb it before December, which is usually our first time to get cold temperatures, and it's ready to go throughout winter time. Then in the springtime, we fertilize in April, May. That's 3 months before the really hot period of summer, which is stressful. So you want to think about fertilizing before you need it, because once you put it down, the plants are going to have to absorb it, and that can take 6 weeks to 2 months for it to get the whole benefit. Also, too, the palms, I was talking about that final feeding of the year. You want to use an 8-0-12 with 4% magnesium on it. So you want to see on the label, the analysis, 80124. It's going to have four numbers, or the 8012 with micronutrients, and you look on the bag, and 4% magnesium. Okay, that's important for the plant. Palms need to have those micronutrients. It's very important. Also, too, we're still seeing a lot of bugs out there through the fall. chinch bugs. We had the show a couple of weeks ago where we're talking about chinch bugs are being resistant. So don't stress your lawn out by putting too much fertilizer down and overwatering. Chinch bugs and also sod webworms, we're going to start seeing it. Walk your yard on a weekly basis and it will be able to, you know, you'll catch a problem before it becomes a major problem. And you can just put down a grubicide for the sod webworms or and then chinch bugs, you can put it down an insecticide for that. BioAdvanced has a lot of great insect pesticides for your lawn. Also, too, we're still got one more month of hurricane season. Check your trees. And this is the time, you know, over this last summer, we've been very fortunate. We need the tropical storms for replenishing our aquifer. We need the rainfall. But Lizzie, knocking on wood, mm-hmm. we may get a couple this month, but hurricane season ends in November, and we've been kind of blessed this year.
And do you, off the hand or maybe next week, can we chat about how our winter's going to be? And what I suggest is not only ordering your bulbs, but go ahead and get your, frost cloth, freeze cloth. We have this whole conversation on Good Morning Orlando, and they're like making fun of me. I call it like a frost cloth.
It is a frost cloth.
Okay, so yeah, so go ahead and get those ordered now, because if not, you are going to have a hard time finding them as we get closer to the cooler weathers.
Yeah, it sells out very quickly, and so we do have a couple of months before we need to get it. So, but you can start looking for it and asking when it's going to be in. And that's really, you know, be prepared. Mm-hmm. And it just helps, you know, your vegetables. If you've got still some tender vegetables from the summertime in, you can put it down over them. Or, you know, you're also your annuals, your tropicals.
Yes.
Definitely need it. Yeah. And we can do that. I'll talk about that next week, preparing for winter. Wow, that would be great, won't it? We can get our sweaters out.
I'm gonna switch it up next week. I'll have a hot cocoa.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yes.
That sounds really good. Marshmallows? Do you have marshmallows?
Always. Like the whole bag.
This is the time of the year when you're seeing chrysanthemums, when you're going in the nurseries and looking for fall plants to take home. Buy the ones that don't have their blooms open yet. As long as you can determine it's the color that you want. There may be one or two bulbs opening. You can start to see the color in there, but you want to be able to enjoy it longer. And if you buy them when they're already all blooming, then they're going to decline in within 2 to 3 weeks, and you're not going to have them for the fall. So you can start getting fall plants for your hanging baskets and containers. And then also, too, if you have an abundance of perennials and bulbs, this is a time to divide them and move them to other locations or share with your friends and neighbors. You can definitely put them out by the side of the road and they will get picked up. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yes.
1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. We have coming up Katie Dubow, who is president of the Garden Media Group. And I'm very excited because this is one of my favorite shows, my favorite interviews of the year. Her gardening trend predictions for 2026. It's going to be an exciting year. And it is the 25th annual report for the Garden Media Group. So big congratulations for that. We have Katie Dubow, Garden Media Group, coming up with gardening trends for 2026 this Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.